Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking diplomatic action against countries that co-sponsored the UN Security Council resolution against the buildup of Jewish settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, which Palestinians want as a capital for a future state. The U.S. took the unusual step of allowing that resolution. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said despite the U.S. repeatedly standing up for Israel, its government had ignored repeated concerns about the growth of settlements in Palestinian territories.
One of our great concerns is that the continued pace of settlement activity, which has accelerated in recent years, which has accelerated significantly since 2011 when we vetoed the UN Security Council resolution that condemns settlements, puts at risk the two-state solution, as does any continued incitement to violence.
And the Israeli ambassador to the UN called the Friday resolution disgraceful. An Islamic State-linked video purportedly shows the suspect in Monday's deadly truck attack on a German Christmas market calling for more attacks in Europe. Investigators trying to determine if the 24-year-old, who was fatally shot by police in Milan, Italy, on Friday, received help from a network of supporters. Western security officials increasingly worried the Islamic State terror group may be a step ahead of renewed efforts to stop terrorist operatives from infiltrating their countries. Fears once centered on IS using migrant and refugee flows to sneak in highly trained operatives. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Syrians returned to Aleppo Friday, checking on their homes after the last rebels left the city on Thursday. Residents wrapped in heavy coats because of the cold crossed into neighborhoods that had recently been dangerous front lines for the battle for Aleppo. Some of them had not been able to reach their homes for as much as 5 years. Also Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia, Iran, Turkey, and Syria have agreed to hold peaceful discussions in the Kazakh capital to resolve the conflict in Syria. Meantime, Turkey has imposed severe media restrictions following the release of Islamic State, a video purporting to show the killing of two Turkish soldiers. The video release comes as Turkey is still reeling from the killing Thursday of numerous Turkish fighters to capture the jihadist-controlled Syrian town of Al-Bab. Dorian Jones reports.
For several hours, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube were all blocked. After the blanket ban was lifted, internet service was reportedly slow across the country, and all sites showing the video were blocked. Turkish mainstream media did not report on the video. While there's been no Turkish official reaction to the video, authorities are quoted in local media saying the restrictions were imposed for the sake of public order. The video follows Thursday's killing of 16 Turkish soldiers by an IS suicide bomber. That was the largest number of fatalities in one incident since August, when Turkey launched its cross-border operation into Syria against IS and Syrian Kurdish rebel groups. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump used Twitter to call for an expansion of American nuclear military capabilities. And on the TV news network MSNBC, Mr. Trump said, "Let it be an arms race. We will outmatch them," he says, "at every pass and outlast them all." Trump Press Secretary Sean Spicer subsequently said there would be no arms race because other countries would come to their senses. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin told reporters he sees nothing unusual in Mr. Trump's pledge to strengthen U.S. nuclear forces, noting the president-elect had said as much in his campaign speeches. American actress and author Carrie Fisher, best known for her roles in the Star Wars movies, is reported to be in critical condition today at a Los Angeles hospital after suffering a heart attack near the end of an 11-hour flight from London to Los Angeles.
That's the latest world news from VOA.